full disclosure, my conversation last week with Colorado Sun reporter Jesse Paul only scratched the surface of what's being done in the wake of the mine spill back on August 5th, 2015. Jesse and I talked about the lack of action in Congress, but groups like the Bonita Peak Community Advisory Group say they're making progress in pushing for a cleanup of old mines in the Animas River watershed. Shara Ragland is a member of the CAG, as it's known. She reached out to KSUT this week to make sure listeners knew about the work being done locally and not in the halls of Congress.
Mostly I wanted you to know that there is a lot of community concern, community action, and people working across the community for many years, and even more so now, the collaboration between state agencies, EPA, citizens with long-term commitments, people who live here are actively watching out for things. And I think that's important.
I reached out to Ragland to learn more. The group that she's a member of is officially sanctioned by the EPA. To start our interview, I asked her what that means.
So in any kind of, like, if you have NEPA laws, if you have Superfund, if they have sort of a structure that they follow. And one of those is that you can have community advisory groups that are recognized by the EPA to function as community groups, stakeholder groups. That said, it doesn't mean every Superfund site has an advisory group. It doesn't mean that the EPA has to take the advice of the group.
So the group has a seat at the table with the EPA. What kind of a voice does it have at that table?
I think in this case, they have a pretty active voice. So the CAG began in January of 2019. And so there were originally 17 members. People applied. There was a group of, I think, four or five people who chose from the applicant pool. They tried to balance it where there were people from Silverton area, people from the Durango area. There were a couple of people originally from New Mexico involved. Some people had tremendous mining experience, had worked for mining companies. Some people are water people, environmental interests. Several of the people had been involved with the Animas River Stakeholders Group, which has done mine remediation up there for the last 20, or had done for the last 25 years. They dissolved this past year. So it really was a very broad group. And so in the last 18 months, they've met every month and learned a tremendous amount. Generally, most of the CAG members are at the meeting, as well as EPA representatives, as well as usually anywhere from 15 to 30 or 40 community members. And they alternate until COVID-19, when everything went online. We alternated between meeting in Silverton and Durango.
So you say that members of the CAG and the EPA are, well, before COVID, when they were having, you know, in-person meetings, were sitting side by side.
Right.
We know that, you know, there was some, if you'll pardon the pun, animus toward the EPA and their contractor crew for breaching the Gold King in the first place. A lot of finger pointing and blame went around. And
right.
Now, of course, we know that citizen stakeholders are working side by side with the EPA. How do you feel that relationship is going?
There's good and bad. There are continued concerns, I think, by a number of groups. One of those is, I think, Silverton representatives have continued to press the EPA to define all of the jurisdictions for all of the waste sites. In some cases, whenever you have a Superfund site, it sort of puts on hold things like property transfers and things. And so if you live in the town of Silverton and you're near one of these designated sites, which a few of them are right outside town. So I think what the CAG does is, while the decisions, the interim records of decision, those sorts of things come from the EPA, they're getting a lot of input on a regular basis from members of the community. And also, they've chosen this particular Superfund site as one of six in the nation where they're doing adaptive management. And so it's not a normal, we're going to come up with a plan and just go. We're going to go through an iterative process about looking at, we have a proposal to do a certain type of cleanup at a specific site. We'll start that. We'll see how it's going. Is this having the effect? And then do we need to change things? Do we need to adapt to unforeseen circumstances? So that's kind of unique for EPA. It's something that's been in place for Forest Service and other kinds of federal agencies. And I think that also gives the community advisory group a better chance of having some input.
So a lot of the group's work was happening around a conference room table. And now, of course, in the age of COVID, it's happening online. That's where you're holding your meetings now. What about in the field? Are CAG members doing any field work, say water quality testing?
Yes. One of the concerns that the group recognized early on was that water sampling has happened historically up in Silverton and down by Baker's Bridge, but samples around Cascade Creek and just below that stretch of the river, which is fairly difficult to access. CAG members themselves started water samples there late last year. And so there was some back and forth about who would process those, how the data would get out, who would be able to access the data. And so I think that's a place, collection of those samples and talking about data sharing and data being available to more than just some obscure EPA site. It's much more open, much more transparent process because of that. And CAG members do sample in the Cascade Creek area every month, even through the winter.
Even through the winter, you said?
Well, yeah, we got permission from the train to ride up on the train. And while the train visitors in the winter sort of get out, they have like 20 or 25 minutes, the CAG members would jump out and snowshoe over to the river and take their samples. So even through the winter, we have samples this year.
Shara, thanks for reaching out to us about the work that the Community Advisory Group is doing in the Animas River watershed, the local progress that's being made.
Thank you.
That's Shara Ragland. She's a member of the Bonita Peak Mining District Community Advisory Group. And reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.